This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll tell you, this Fannie Willis testimony, I don't know if you're, in the hole, you know, stop digging. Oh, boy. Well, I mean, yes, people were watching it across the nation in rapt attention this morning, of course, and or all through the day. And I suppose it is kind of like the days of our lives or something like that, but... you know, I don't know. I just think that maybe it could have gone a lot better. But, you know, I don't think you could probably tell her that. I don't think she would accept any constructive advice, things like that. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We're heading into hour number two here on the program this morning. And it's a great pleasure to be with you. It is Friday. We are live. We are here. And we're glad that you're there, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. You can also find me on Facebook and on X as well. And already we've got some great direct messages this morning. We've heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. We've also heard from William in Denver, and we've also heard from Listener Joan way up there in Seattle, Washington this morning. So welcome one, welcome all, and we're glad to be here on the air with you this morning. I tell you what, we do want to talk a little bit about what's happening with this what we presume is a satellite killing technology. We are going to do that. We've got some great audio clips, but we also have the telephone lines lighting up this morning, and we've got John in Sarasota giving us a call here during the first segment. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, doing great.
I want to throw something out there. You know, I've been thinking about, I think as a nation have belabored the point of, you know, Joe Biden being incompetent. We have belabored the point of, you know, he's done absolutely nothing in 3 years. I think we all understand that, but I think the way to win this election would be for Donald Trump to stop belaboring Joe Biden and start talking to the people like he did the first time he ran for presidency, and galvanizing the Afro-Americans again, the Latins again, and the American people by telling them what he will do to rid the problems and situations that we're encountering.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear anybody doing that anymore. It's become a bashing of this one's incompetent, that one's incompetent. If you talk to the people will listen when you go back to tell them.
I think you're right.
We had the lowest employment in history when I was president. I want to do that again. You know, we had peace in the world. We weren't being threatened. We weren't sending money to foreign countries. You know, enough of this Joe Biden. It speaks for itself. I got to be honest. You know, when I like Kennedy, I think Kennedy talks to the people rather than gets into a bashing situation about personalities. And he's an intelligent man and offers solutions. And that's what Donald Trump needs to do. He needs to reach the people again with solutions to our problems rather than go out, well, look at the way my boxes were put in Mar-a-Lago. Look at the way Joe's boxes is. Look at Joe's stumble. Mm-hmm. Well, we know all that.
Well, I think you're onto something, though, only because Joe Biden's likely not going to be the nominee. So what happens when that gets taken out of the equation? You know, if he steps down because of health issues or what have you, and they'll come up with some spin about it. But the next, whoever the nominee is going to be, you know, they're going to say, I've got this great vision and we're going to continue right. on. And then what you're left with is, no, wait a minute. This is where the policies that you advocate, Mr. or Mrs. Democrat nominee, where you're leading us is going to be the same disaster. So you're right. Here's what I did when I was president. This is the way the status of the world was back then, and we can recreate that.
Right, right. And they pulled the wool out from under Donald Trump's feet. They pulled the rug out. If what happens is Joe Biden gets taken out and they got Gavin Newsom coming in telling him, everybody, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to create this. Now, who does Donald Trump have to attack? He's going to have to turn it into an attack on, look at what he did to California.
Right.
So it's not, you know, you got to use common sense. And, you know, we could belabor Joe Biden till the cows come home. And like you said yesterday, in a gentler way, let's put him out to pasture.
Right. But, well, you know, too, I mean, he doesn't have anything on the schedule, at least immediately, to go out and talk to people. Said that they're already pretty aware that every time they let him out, he's going to do or say something that's going to continue to show the voters that he doesn't have, you know, he's not competent to keep doing this.
Understand, but that's why we need somebody now who could counter that without trying to tell us how incompetent he is, but look how competent I am. Build the confidence up in some of the people that you're competent. I'm the man for this job.
Right.
I have no wish, you know? So that's all I wanted to say. We got to stop belaboring this. You know, it's, now, if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, and water rolls off its back, it's a duck. One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing, Kyle.
Sure.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, your song has to be Immigration Man. That needs to be your theme song. Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
All right.
There you. And I'm going to leave you with that thought till next week. Good talking with you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too, John. Take care. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Great call. I like that. Well, he raises a really good point. Because, again, at the end of the day, it's going to be about the ideas. The Democrats are going to try to make you think that all the ideas are just too extreme and it goes against democracy. Blah, blah, blah. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So as we mentioned before, the White House has no timeline for when President Biden will have another physical. So I think that's also pretty telling. I think they understand that that this is not going very well at all. This is not something they can continue with. So I think it just goes to what John in Sarasota and I were just talking about in the last segment. You know, who's going to be the nominee at this point? You know, I just think they're maybe now they're just trying to, again, find that off ramp because it's not getting better. And there's no way that it seems like it could actually get better anytime soon. So we will find out, won't we? All right. So now we've got, of course, what's been happening with this this national security issue that was brought up by Representative Mike Turner. Evidently, everyone in Congress received information about this this particular development of with Russia having something to do, from what we can tell, of going after satellites. The notion of having a nuclear weapon in space was also broached, and so. Of course, at the White House press briefing room, you're not going to give this to Karine Jean-Pierre, but you are going to have to give it to John Kirby, of course, who's gotten some questions about this. Let's listen in here real briefly about this particular threat that, again, appears to come from Russia, and whether or not it's an emergent threat. Is it a threat that's coming up years down the road? And it really does beg the question, and we were mentioning this on the program yesterday, I think it bears repeating, you know, if there is a major national security threat that is so big that every member of Congress already now has not been briefed in the traditional sense in a briefing, but they have this information from what we can tell delivered to them. That's the notion that we have. But this means, of course, that, you know, what do we do? What do we do something preemptively here? Do we, you know, attack Russia in some way? What happens next? Well, this is a great question, of course. Why should Americans be concerned about this? This was asked of John Kirby at the White House press briefing room. Let's listen in.
We talk about the potential to cripple satellites. Satellites can be used to drive everything from weather forecasting to wars. You say this is something that would not impact those of us on Earth. Why should Americans be concerned about a Russian capability that would target satellites?
Any anti-satellite capability should be of general concern, because you're right. There are private and public satellites circling the Earth every day. They do a number of things. You talked about some of them there: communications, command and control, transportation, meteorological concerns, financial, commercial concerns. There's a lot of things the satellites do for the whole population of Earth, and so any capability that could disrupt that, and that could therefore have some impact on services here on Earth and across the world.
Okay, stop right there. We're going to hear more of this, obviously, but, you know, as we're listening to this, you know, I don't even know where this is going. Honestly, it just feels like, well, there are satellites that, you know, go around the Earth, and they, some are civilian and some are military, and they could, you know, something could be impactful to services that are, you know, people are partaking of here on the Earth. And, you know, it just seems like, you know, something else. I mean, the overall implication of this, it'd be like saying, you know, an enemy has a particular weapon that in one fell swoop can, you know, just take out our ships. I mean, and to some degree, you know, there are ways that people attack shipping and this kind of thing. But what I mean to say is that you wouldn't be like talking about, well, ships carry things, and they carry things from one part of the world to another, and many times they're on the ocean, and they are, you know, by themselves. And so anything that could disrupt the shipping could have, you know, an effect on people who need the stuff that's on the ships, you know, stuff like that. I mean, you wouldn't talk about it like that at all. You'd say, this is a really emergent threat. You know, this is something very serious, and we're figuring out what we're going to do about it, because we don't have to explain to you that ships carry things and they go across the water and they're vulnerable. We don't even have to reiterate that. But for some reason, when it comes to satellites orbiting the Earth and people down here on the Earth, you've got to talk a lot about that. And to me, that translates into what I might term as nervous talk. Let's continue.
I think, and including the fact that we have astronauts in low orbit that could be at risk from an anti-satellite capability. So you're talking about potential human lives here, too.
We heard from leading lawmakers, including those on the House Intelligence Committee, saying, among other things, that this is not a immediate term threat. This is not an imminent threat. It is a medium to long term threat. When we talk about medium to long term threats, so Americans could feel comfortable with the state of this information, what does that mean? What time frame are we talking about in terms of the concern?
I hope you'll understand I'm not going to get into too much more detail than I already have. I mean, as I said, I'll stick with what I said. It is not an active capability that is yet deployed.
All right. So there you have it. It's not an active ability that is yet deployed. But again, we don't know what the time frame is. Now, the reporter who's asking that question seems to have a little bit, have done some good digging about this. So are we talking a year from now? Are we talking 6 months from now, 5 years from now? And again, as we were talking with Denise Simon yesterday morning on the program, you know, it brings up the concept of what was happening back with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Here you have an enemy who's able to deploy missiles into Cuba, and which at that time, of course, was humongously bad, you know, given the state of the technology and so forth. Having missiles stationed in Cuba, which could easily, you know, hit like Chicago or places like that, they could go pretty far, of that time period, was unacceptable. And so this is where finally they hit upon the Cuban Missile Crisis, or I should say the blockade of Cuba, as opposed to direct intervention, direct military attacks on these different sites, and that's a story in and of itself, right? A very compelling story of how all this was arrived at, and of course it was successful, and of course also I believe part of that was taking missiles out of Turkey, I believe. But at any rate, you know, is this the same kind of threat or the same magnitude of, well, we have to do something? It's not something where we can just say, well, we're going to monitor it, we're going to see kind of what happens with it, and one day if they shoot down a missile or fire it at the International Space Station or something like that, you know, maybe, just maybe, we'll have to do something about it at that time. And so, you know, this is, I think, one of the best questions that we've had for a very, very long time, especially in light of what's happening with Russia vis-a-vis Ukraine. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. I think we got just about a minute and a half, but we got Backgammon and Bob on the line. Backgammon and Bob, good morning. Do you have a question or comment this morning?
Yeah, welcome. I just wanted to say one thing on this nuclear satellite thing.
Sure.
It's called mutual assured destruction. The offense is always going to beat defense, okay? So you have, basically it comes down to retaliation. We have pretty much assured retaliation in terms of missile submarines and all kinds of other things, too. And number one, nobody's going to start a war unless there's a real reason to.
Right.
And that's just what I think about it. And until we get really high energy laser beams and stuff like what would you call megawatt lasers and stuff like that? They can shoot, they can burn through anything at a distance. It's not going to make a bit of it's not going to make better, because between hypersonic missiles and if they got things coming down from her, you're never going to stop it. The main thing that you have is mutual assured destruction and counterattack. And there has to be a reason for these people to attack us. China's not going to attack the United States and destroy their own market and risk retaliation, in addition to the fact that they're probably going to destroy half the world in the process.
Yeah, all but right, hope that's not. It. Absolutely. Hey, Backgammon and Bob, I appreciate the call very much. Thanks again. All right, Backgammon and Bob, everybody. Yeah, well, I think he makes a good point, you know. And, of course, but these capabilities, obviously, are of great concern. And certainly even the Speaker of the House seemed to be taking this very seriously. It's just that it comes off as, of course, being very ominous. But Backgammon and Bob is correct. You know, you have to get the state of affairs in the world. You have to get the situation happening just so in order to bring about that kind of conflict. But certainly it's something we got to be concerned with. That's for sure. All right, folks, stay right there because we're going to come right back. Bottom of the hour break is here. And we're going to continue. 949-822-7959 if you'd like to make a comment this morning. Or head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. We are coming right back, folks. The Friday edition continues. Coming right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. Sex and money taking center stage in the hearing regarding the potential removal of DA Fannie Willis from Donald Trump's Georgia election case. A Trump co-defendant alleges that Willis financially benefited from hiring Nathan Wade, who allegedly treated her to luxurious vacations. Wade claims that Willis contributed financially but lacks deposit slips to substantiate the payments. He also acknowledged a sexual relationship with Willis. Climate activists dumped red powder on the cases holding the U.S. Constitution displayed in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. The two men posted a video on X standing in front of their mess saying, "We all deserve clean air, water, food, and a livable climate." The FDA has issued a recall for close to 60 products found to contain tainted dairy. A widespread listeria outbreak has been traced back to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream produced by Rizzo Lopez Foods and distributed under various brand names. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We have so much more to tell you about and talk about here on this Friday edition of the program. So wherever you're listening to us from, we sure do want to hear from you. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com, drop us a line, a direct message, and we'll be happy to give you a shout-out here on the program. In the next segment, we have another request. And for the song for you know that precedes the weather report, and that is coming from William in Denver, and it's a way back machine, but it's kind of cool. So so thanks William, I appreciate it. So this morning, here on the Friday edition, it's going to be a double request, a two request. Morning, and I'm very happy about that. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue across your radio dial this morning. Glad to be with you, 949-822-7959. And next segment, we'll hear the song that William requested, and then also we'll also start talking with Denise Simon a little before the top of the hour. She'll be with us for the majority of next hour. Then we'll talk with Chris Markowski, and after that, coming up is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And basically, we're going to keep going forward and tearing it up this morning. This from Breitbart. According to a new poll, desperate San Francisco residents embrace conservative ideas. Wait, what? Well, hold on, hold the phone. They're doing what? San Francisco residents appear to have finally had enough of what they voted for and are now open to embracing some conservative ideas, according to a poll. See, I don't know, folks. I mean, if you can get San Francisco on board, I don't know, just to make a few changes or maybe, you know, to say maybe what we've been doing isn't working. It hasn't worked. It's actually gotten much, much worse. And I do have a colleague, by the way, I do have a colleague who's spending a lot of time in San Francisco working on a project there. And what I'm told is that, you know, it's really getting very, very bad. It's getting very, very bad in terms of the crime and so forth, the homeless issues, obviously, that are going on. And so, yes, it's San Francisco, most unfortunately, and I used to love to go to San Francisco, you know, back in the day, Mrs. Professor and I would go there and, you know, spend the weekend or whatever and just, you know, ride the trolley cars and, you know, go across the Golden Gate Bridge and see the sights and get some chocolate, the Ghirardelli, and get some clam chowder down by the pier. I mean, we just had a lot of fun. It was wonderful. And back in the day, they had, you know, television shows that filmed in San Francisco and so forth. You know, of course, I think it all started with the streets of San Francisco. Now, that's really going back. But shows like Nash Bridges and things like that that were in the late 90s there. But at any rate, San Francisco residents appear to have finally had enough of what they voted for. San Francisco Chamber of Commerce annual City Beat poll was conducted by EMC Research and surveyed 500 likely voters between January 17th and 21st, 2024. Margin of error is 4.4%. But these numbers are so overwhelmingly one-sided that the margin of error is meaningless, says the article. After years and years of one of the most left-wing cities in America getting exactly what it voted for in the form of violent crime, filthy streets, drugs everywhere, and a vacant downtown caused by all three, along with insanely high taxes, these dummies appear to have woken up, says the author. According to this poll, just after a few short years of living with the reality of their stupid ideas, the people of San Francisco are now hardcore Reaganites demanding tax breaks for corporations, drug tests for welfare recipients, and some gosh darned law and order. 69% say crime has gotten worse. 61% feel safe visiting downtown during the day. Only 34% feel safe visiting downtown at night. And by the way, as I was saying, back in the day, it's one of the most fun things to go do is to go into the city and so forth. And there was just, you know, it was always fun to go to San Francisco, the architecture, stuff like that. But, and of course, you know, things like the Golden Gate Bridge. Did I mention the chocolate? I think I mentioned the chocolate. But things are, I mean, it's very, very different now. And yet, by the way, San Francisco was always just a little bit off the beaten path, maybe a lot off the beaten path. But, you know, you didn't have to really interact with a lot of that. And you know, you could still, you know, have an enjoyable time or see some of the sights outside the city and so forth. Got to go to an A's game once. This was a while back. We were visiting some family there, and they had tickets. So we all got to go to see the A's game in Oakland. But at any rate, 84% want financial incentives offered to small business. 81% want the same incentives for big business. 71% want tax incentives offered to fill business vacancies. 61% want an increased police presence. Okay, stop right there. That's, you know, but it's only 61%, but that's got to go up, right? 61% want an increased police presence via drones and surveillance. 61% support drug screening for welfare recipients. So the author says, it's the last number that blows my mind. Never could I imagine a city as far left as San Francisco demanding drug testing to welfare recipients. But if that's a big part of the city's problem, the government is funding junkies to remain junkies. And by the way, you know, we've heard from a lot of people who have just gotten out of the area. And in fact, there's a, I think I mentioned this a long, long, long time ago, but there's a YouTuber that I particularly like. He does reviews of movies and stuff like that. I've always thought he's had a great channel and appreciated his insights. And we're always kind of on the same wavelength, I think. But he was producing from San Francisco, and he'd lived there forever. And he just had to get out of there. and his wife had a business there, but that was also being impacted. And he wanted to, I think he wanted to leave California altogether, but ended up temporarily, at least I think in San Diego, where it was much better than San Francisco. But these were hardcore, you know, San Franciscans. And in order to actually pick up stakes and move, it really does take a lot. It really does. And part of that reason was the ongoing crime, the ongoing problems, especially the social unrest and things like that. So you just can't blame people like that at all. But this is quite interesting because, again, this kind of reaction, this kind of poll, I think really does just say a lot, doesn't it? And unfortunately, and by the way, San Francisco can be cleaned up, we found out, right? It can be cleaned up. All you have to do is have the president of China, President Xi, visit, and suddenly it's all going to get power washed, you know, and then they're going to put up all the Chinese flags for him to drive down the street and say, oh, yes, they're welcoming us here very well here to San Francisco, you know, and, you know, every once in a while you might have an American flag, but, you know, we just need those other flags. That's fine. But it can be done. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. So if we can clean up the streets for the Chinese president, I think we can clean up the streets just to have a clean city, right? Or to have order, have law and order in the city. This is exactly what we need to be able to do. Well, folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you, and glad to be with you here on this Friday morning edition of the program. And as we climb up to the top of the hour here in just a little bit, we'll, of course, hear your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. We're not climbing up to the top of the hour yet. I'm way, way, way ahead of myself because when we come back from the break, I should say that we'll have our next song for the morning. And we've got a great request, by the way. And then after that, we'll start climbing to the top of the hour. And we'll get updated on everything. We'll come back and talk about everything as well. So once again, folks, don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Also, 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine. And we'll be talking with Denise Simon here at the end of next segment, just a little before the top of the hour. And when we come back from that, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour if you have a question or comment for Denise. And I'm sure we'll be talking about everything having to do with the satellite issue and also the Fannie Willis testimony, which I still just can't get over. I really just can't get over it. Honestly, if you could have comported yourself in a much more bizarre fashion, I don't know if that would have been possible at this point. So, I don't know. I just think she dug the hole much, much deeper. And I think she's got herself to blame for that. So, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. So, don't go anywhere on this Friday morning edition. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And we have a lot more to talk about, a lot more to do here on this Friday morning edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour when we are speaking with Denise Simon. We're going to be talking with Denise here in just a few minutes. We're going to play our song first, of course, and then we'll take a quick look at the weather, and then we'll be talking with Denise. And perhaps Denise will be talking with you when we open up the telephone line. So, okay, so we got William in Denver, and he had a request, and this actually goes back into the way back machine, all the way back to 1957, and it's pretty cool. It's actually been covered by people like Little Richard. The one we're going to hear is by an artist named Larry Williams. But this was evidently a pretty popular song back then. And by the way, we got some direct messages during the break. And we got a message from KC listening on The Answer Sarasota. And he says, there's a movie, it's an old movie to watch that addresses your topic. It says, watch Failsafe. You know, I think I've seen that in the past with Jimmy Stewart. He says, I believe it's 1962 is the film date. It fits in today's political frame, especially with Sleepy Joe. Well, thanks, KC. That's right, folks. Yeah, so we'll check out that movie. I'll try to check it out as soon as I can here this weekend. And because I seem to recall, you're right, I think it does kind of fit right in. So thanks, KC, listening on The Answer Sarasota this morning. And then thanks to Mark in Clearwater. Yes, you're exactly right, Mark. There is some idea of hyping up this whole thing about the satellites to try to get some of that funding through. We're going to ask Denise Simon about that as well. So I appreciate that message very, very much. And so we sure appreciate the direct messages, everybody. We thanks for the buy request. And this is a song called, you know, by the way, I don't know how long this song can go politically correct, but it's called Short Fat Fanny. Let's listen in. And this is, again, Larry Williams.
Short Fat Fanny. One day while I was visiting at Heartbreak Hotel, that's where I met Fanny and she sure looked well. I told her that I loved her, I'd never leave. She put her arm around me, gave me fever. She's my tootie booty, I love the child so. She wants me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's. She might step on my blue suede shoes. Well, I'm a honky tonk party just the other. I was dancing with Mary Lou. I had to call Jim Danny to the rescue. Short Fat Fanny, she's my heart's desire. Short Fat Fanny, she's my soul on fire. On Monday we were married on Blueberry Hill. Now we so happy and I love her still.
All right, very cool. Yeah, so I got to tell you, I have never heard this song before until tonight. So that's Larry Williams. It's called Short Fat Fanny, and it is just replete with all kinds of great references, Blueberry Hill, Blue Suede Shoes, that kind of stuff. So from that era, 1957, evidently, it really does sort of run the gambit of a lot of those hit songs back then. So very, very clever song indeed. Thank you so much, William in Denver. And it does kind of change the tonality of some of the songs we typically play for that, but it's kind of fun to mix it up a little bit. Sometimes you got to kind of shake it up. So I appreciate that. All right, folks, and we appreciate you very much listening to the program, of course. Let's take a look at what's happening out there on the weather map. Let's take a look and see what we're seeing here, at least in terms of precipitation this morning. And as we know, we're going to be seeing a lot of that coming in to California as we head into the weekend. Right now, it's pretty clear, except for our friends in Portland this morning up the coast. You've got rain all over Portland, Oregon right now, and snow to the east of Portland. It's only impacting Interstate 5 really down towards Salem right now. Looks like, at least for listener Joan up in Seattle, looks pretty clear right now as well. We do have snow in the middle of central part of Idaho, and then also down towards Pocatello and Idaho Falls this morning. This, again, as we're live on Friday. Early Friday morning. Snow in the central part of Kansas, snow in the central part of Nebraska, snow in the central part of Iowa this morning. That's what it's doing. And then in the northern part of Illinois, this is going to be south of Chicago, but in the Princeton area, you've got all kinds of snow that's going to reach over towards Danville. Also, looks like Columbia, Missouri, you've got rains mixed with snow, just south of Kirksville this morning. Now, as we get down to Houston, Texas, looks like we got some rain that's approaching through into Houston. It's kind of on the outskirts right now, it looks like. And then we've got more rain down towards or over, I should say, towards San Antonio, Texas. And also as you head over to the border with Mexico. So you definitely have that going on this morning. Otherwise, in terms of precipitation that we're seeing actively happen right now, everything else looks pretty much more clear. It's just rounding this out, though. New Orleans, Louisiana, you've got rain, and that's going to head just a little bit north of New Orleans this morning. So just be careful of that, and especially if you're traveling through that area. All right, so once again, folks, thanks again for the request, William in Denver, and let's head over right now. Let's talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We're definitely going to talk about Fannie Willis, obviously. But also, though, this whole thing with the satellite issue, we got a great comment from Mark in Clearwater, and that has to do with the idea that is this all being ginned up, or at least overly ginned up, in order to try to get some funding through the satellite killer issue.
Well, interestingly enough, Jennifer Griffin did a report that kind of validates something that I said 2 days earlier, that 90% of the money that has been pledged to Ukraine doesn't go to Ukraine.
Right. It goes to the contractors and things like that. Right.
And so we're just giving them leftovers. And the money that is staying here that goes to the contractors is actually a way that the Biden administration is funding our own weapons here because the Pentagon, the military, is operating under a continuing resolution. So, 90%.
Right. But why not just come out and say that? I mean, why does it seem like, the general perception is that that money goes to Zelensky into his bank account, just oversimplifying here, obviously, goes into his bank account, and then they use that to fight the war. But this is a very different kind of setup that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's what we've been told is not what's been happening until just this week.
Yeah.
Even Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, came out and was very happy that the Senate passed it so we can upgrade our submarine systems in Asia.
Well, is this a way, too, I mean, tying into the Democrat campaign for president to say, look, we are pro-military. We are pro, modernizing. And this is how we're doing it. And, so don't say that we're, soft on our foes, that kind of stuff.
Well, there lies what's that issue here. We've got a White House. We've got a National Security Council. And we've got a Pentagon that's absolutely in chaos. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to say. I hear a lot of people saying not one more dime to Ukraine, but nobody's saying the same thing about Taiwan.
Indeed. Yeah. Right. Right. I mean, even Senator Rand Paul, he's saying this is America last and Ukraine first. So, I mean, they're pretty vehement about this. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really kind of not. It is and it isn't. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do we want... That when it comes down to it, do we want Russia to take over Ukraine?
Yeah, ultimately no. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want Russia to take over Moldova?
Well, of course not. Yeah.
Because that's happening.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We'll pick this up on the other side of the top of the hour news, everybody. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we go across the overnights in America. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back. Stay right there, everybody. Hour number two is now in the books.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.